There are people right now standing right outside your house, holding signs and yelling as loud as they can to get you to listen to this show. You're welcome. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by soon. We will talk about one of the most cluttered, congested things in the world. Yes, the purse of Ms. Staffa. It is a mystery grab bag. You will not believe what we find inside Christina's bag. She didn't even know it was in there. Then it'll be another visit with Joanna Pruce. Joanna brings once again a very delicious recipe just in time for summer. Then High Hollywood IQs. Yes, the folks that entertain us, present company not excluded, are very intelligent. It turns out you thought they were dumb as stumps. No, turns out they are Einsteins performing on stage for you. We start things off this hour with something I needed to participate in over the past weekend, and that was a charity church car wash. All right, my son took me there because he needs to accumulate a certain number of service hours for his upcoming confirmation. All right, so the whole thing starts, we sign up for the event, and the event means that he and I have to go. Now, I wasn't going to participate. I was simply going to drop him off. And I was simply going to kind of watch to see what was going on. So it didn't work out that way. Now, when we got there, it turns out we did not have to wash the cars per se. And that's a good thing because you get all wet. It's a mess. I don't want to scratch somebody's car by mistake and end up getting sued 2 weeks from now because I scratched a BMW. No, 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 no. We were given the important task of trying to get people to go to the aforementioned car wash. So we were given ready-made placards, signs that said car wash with an arrow. And yes, the woman at the table made sure to instruct us, make sure you hold the signs the correct way and make sure the arrow is pointing in the correct direction. Why? Because we don't want to send people, I don't know, to the other side of the street, into somebody's driveway to ask some guy to wash their car. We understand that. So we were given the high level of intelligence we would need to complete our task. So my son and I, he's 13, I'm more than 13, we spent the next three hours standing on a street corner, waving signs and yelling, car wash, come on and get your car washed. Now, this was quite an experiment in social behavior because I'm not very shy. And it turns out my son isn't as shy as I thought he might have been. We're out there, we're showing these signs, we're just trying to create a ruckus to get people to come. Every once in a while, they would send another child over and they would be joining with us. But it's amazing the response that we got from drivers. Because some people just give you a little nervous little smile like, oh, hi, and off they go. And they don't turn, they don't get their car washed. Then you get the people with the thumbs up. And this one woman had the most interesting looking thumb I've ever seen in my life. She puts her thumb up, and my son and I look at each other because it looked as if she had the trunk of an elephant as an appendage from her hand. It was the longest thumb. I swear to God, it hung out the window. It's kind of like the equivalent of a Facebook like. It's like, I support what you're doing. Okay, good. Then get out the $10 bill and get your freaking car washed. No. Then you get the truckers, and every time a trucker comes by, they feel the need to beep their horn. And this was a kind of a residential neighborhood with one main street going through it, so everybody must have enjoyed that. But then you get the people that don't even want to make eye contact. There were people, and mostly men, that intentionally would shade their face, put their hand up over their eyes as they drove past us. Why? So we get it. If you're not stopping, you're not going to get your car washed. But it was this giant Rorschach test of human behavior. It's a damn $10 car wash. $10, really? Anyway, $10 to get your car washed. But it turned out to be just this giant social experiment. And the best part, my son looked at me about three quarters of the way through it and said, you know what, Dad? Isn't this a great bonding experience? And you know what? It was. And they didn't even wash my car for free. So there. Stay with us. Christina's mystery grab bag. Who knows what we will find? It's coming up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows, the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.